Happy Monday, or should I say, Happy Monday, Medical Mom of NICU Day. I'm Tanisha, a medical mom of NICU to a kidney warrior and cancer fighter, plus a pandemic mom of two under two. Welcome to Medical Moms of NICU podcast, where we help NICU moms, life after NICU moms, and NICU moms of medically complex miracles worldwide navigate the medical system with ease by sharing medical mom tips, NICU resources, and medical advice from medical experts. We thank you for listening every Monday to each episode, whether you are in the hospital making powerful life-changing decisions for your miracle to thrive, or you're at home adjusting to the round-the-clock medical care your miracle requires after NICU discharge. We thank you for listening to each episode, downloading it, and sharing it with your family and friends. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok, Medical Moms of NICU, to receive free medical mom takeaway tips. Join our Facebook Medical Mom Unity to share your NICU miracle story and medical milestones you are proud of. Happy first day of spring. I'm Tanisha, and welcome to Medical Moms of NICU, where we help you navigate the medical system with ease by sharing medical mom tips, NICU resources, and medical advice from medical experts. I wanted to come on here to say this episode is entitled March Forward instead of Spring Forward, because we had to lose an hour because we were springing our clocks forward. We gained an hour. We lost an hour. I always get it backwards, but this episode is really to march forward instead of spring forward. March forward, because it is March. And this month is special to me because it is Kidney Awareness Month. And I have been blessed with a courageous kidney warrior and cancer fighter and newly autistically awesome child, along with pandemic babies back to back in 2020 and 2022. So yesterday was medically intense. I took my oldest son, who's immune compromised because of his kidney transplant. We went to the PCP because he had a lot of congestion. And I wanted to say to be proactive when you have a child that has immune suppressants to help with their organ transplant. You always are cautious more than your children that are healthy, or just children in general that have a healthy immune system, because a cold, a flu, certain viruses that are out there that we can fight at home. Sometimes your child that has that organ transplant may not be able to fight that virus at home. They might have to go in the hospital for fluids, antibiotics, and so forth. So I had to be proactive as I started to see my oldest son develop symptoms of congestion, cough, and some eye discharge, kind of like a yellowish color. I knew he was battling an infection. And so we went to the PCP. She gave him a lot of medicines to help to break down that congestion. And then my other two, they just started school earlier this year. They still had some symptoms. So I took them to after hours clinic. And I think a lot of hospitals are starting to do this now, where they have an after hours clinic to avoid the admission of a emergency admission. Go to after hours clinic. You can find a provider to evaluate your child for common illnesses, and they can be seen after 5 o'clock Monday through Friday. And I think they have some availability on Saturdays or the weekends. And so you just need to check with your children's hospital, but to be proactive on all three of them. And my daughter had a double ear infection yesterday. She had a double ear infection, and my youngest son had a single ear infection. So I'm glad that I was proactive, even though it was medically chaotic. I was proactive. And so I just wanted to entitle this episode to March Forward. No matter the medical challenges, continue to make those sound decisions for your child's welfare. No matter if the doctor feels like they're okay, you always need to have that motherly intuition to say, hey, no, this is going on. This is going on. I need you to address this, or I need to consult somebody else and see if there's other alternative methods to treat my son or my daughter. This all is for your child's welfare and their progression forward in their chronic illness. And so even with these complications, I'm just grateful because everything is in my chart. So if anything escalates, they can reference back and see, hey, such and such was in the outpatient clinic and they were seen by such and such and they provided these medicines, because I never wanted to go under the radar. And so I entitled this episode to know that in this journey, I want you to know that chronic illness has those bumps in the road, so to speak. And even though we are 3 years post-transplant, it still feels like we're still fragile when it comes to our son's immune system. And we've had intense medical admissions for the common cold and flu and different viruses that are out there, thankfully not COVID, but it required a hospital admission. And you would think after a transplant, as parents, we'd be like, oh, he'll naturally just get better with time. But he's still adjusting to being in school, and his immune system is still a little bit fragile. And, you know, he's been in the bubble for 4 years before he had a transplant. And so it's just going to take more time than we would like. And as parents, as medical parents, medical NICU parents, it's just, it can be difficult to accept that truth, but it is a truth that we cannot ignore. And so I wanted to come on here just to let you know that even when you have an organ donation or a life-saving transplant, just know that some things will pop up. And hopefully it's not as medically intense as we experienced in our journey, but there's going to be things that will pop up that require you to go a little deeper with the outpatient clinic or even have to go to emergency, unfortunately, because you don't want things to get too overwhelming and life-threatening. So I hope that makes sense. It's one of those confessions that a lot of kidney warriors are often scared to express a lot, that they can't be around a lot of people because they're immune compromised. There's got to be certain precautions in place for them to go to certain therapies. And so I just wanted to just speak on that, because often that stuff is not always talked about, the struggles behind post-transplant and just trying to keep your child healthy and strong post-transplant, but also give them that social interaction, those therapy sessions that they need outside of your home. And for the longest, I thought I was going to have to homeschool, but with all the things that we've already experienced medically traumatizing, I really needed that breather, that respite care to have the OTPT speech work with him and developmental schools work with him, because I was overwhelmed and tired from caregiving. And so I'm trusting God that over time, his immune system will improve, as well as my other two little ones that don't have any chronic illness, but they're just adjusting to a new environment, because in the pandemic, they were with mommy for 2 years, so almost three. So it's just a patience walk. It's a patience walk, and sometimes you don't want to accept that, but it is the true reality of this chronic illness journey. And so whatever you're dealing with, just continue to make those steps forward, march forward, even if it's just one step at a time, two steps at a time, because it's progression. And that's what we're measuring our journey off of. We don't want to be stagnant. We don't want to just continue to cry and worry and not do anything about the situation. We want to be proactive. We want to challenge the care team to look a little deeper and customize the care according to our child's needs and desires. That's what we're called to do as parents, as guardians, as caregivers. And so I hope this message blesses you today. Continue to say special prayers for my family of five as we have been going through sickness. This first quarter of the year, it's been a lot of sickness going on in our household. So just continue to pray for us that we will get over this and be able to move forward and march forward into the spring with healthy praise reports from school and therapy and the doctors. We want that type of spring, summer, fall, and possibly winter reports, if at all possible. I just have to say it in advance. In 2024, we're going to continue to be healthy. After this little bump in the road, we're going to continue to get stronger because the weather's warming up. We're in the south, and so we're getting the 70s weather, but we're still getting a little bit of draft of the cold front. So it's just a weird time with the sinuses. They're getting challenged every day. But eventually, we're going to get to that place where we're 70s, 80s, and a lot of these viruses are going to die so that we can have our children enjoy the spring and summer like we desire to enjoy the spring and summer. So I thank you so much for your support. Thank you for your patience as this medical marathon journey is unpredictable at times, but I challenge myself to be consistent as I can be to continue to put out content, even if it may not be the content that I desire to put out, but just continue to be consistent with the content that I do put out and just know that people see our journey and they're inspired by it. And I hear all the time, I'm glad you shared your story. I'm glad you shared that resource because that inspired me. And so I continue to do this work because I know it's purpose driven on this earth. And so thank you so much for supporting. If you know any NICU moms, Life After the NICU moms or NICU moms or medically complex miracles like myself, please invite them to listen to the podcast and visit medicalmomsandnicu.com where we have a lot of resources, a lot of services that can help you in this journey with postpartum healing. We also have a children's book, TKOCKD, My Fight to Live, Round One, first of many books to come on Jaleel's journey to fight chronic kidney disease. So continue to support that project as that will open up doors for more partnerships and also allow us to complete the series that we have and God has given us to write. So I'm excited. I also want to shout out early in advance. There's going to be a special needs conference, phenomenal special needs conference that I had a chance to speak at in Denver, Colorado last year. Moments of Joy Fest. Check out Moments of Joy Fest, mojfest.com. Get your tickets early in advance. It's going to be in Houston, Texas in July. And you want to be there. There's going to be a lot of great conversations, workshops, and opportunities for you to engage and network with other special needs parents as well as providers that can help you navigate the medical system with ease. I'm going to be present there as a vendor. So it's just going to be a great experience. And it's hosted by Camille Joy Robinson. You can find her on Moments of Joy podcast. And I'm just grateful. I'm grateful for the expansion of 2024. It's been a long journey. I've been on this journey since 18. I remember this Medical Moms of NICU brand being just a professional project for my master's degree at University of Arkansas Little Rock, and to be in a place where I'm actually branding the business that was once just a project. All glory to God. So I'm just grateful for God's guidance, and I'm grateful to be able to encourage others in my walk, because it is a walk of faith. And I'm just appreciative of all the platforms that I've been able to speak on since the time that I had started this journey. It's been a phenomenal time to really partner with other organizations and nonprofits and just be a guest on other phenomenal podcasts. I just spoke on a podcast about 4 months ago, and it was a NICU preemie that started this podcast, Danielle, Tiny Tots, UK podcast, United Kingdom. And now my voice is in the United Kingdom and beyond, telling our story about Jaleel's journey to conquer chronic kidney disease. So it's just been a blessing, the favorite upon favor. When you walk in your purpose, God will bless you, not just from a profit standpoint, but will bless you with many powerful partnerships. And this is just the beginning of a great, 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 great year and many years to come. So I hope y'all check us out, medicalmomsandnicu.com. And until then, you know you are more than capable. You are more than capable of handling your child's medically complex care. Until the next episode, please take care of you. I'm Tanisha.